This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If they go towards the Ray Davis type on day three, you're looking at guys like Phil Maffa from Clemson, who dealt with an injury this year, but had a lot of good conversations with scouts on him as far as, you know, they like the potential of him inside an RB workload as RB2 or an RB3. Or are you going to go more of that James Cook type of role with a DJ Giddens from Kansas State, or even a guy I really like in this class, and that's Woody Marks from USC, you know, transfer from Mississippi State, experience in two different conferences, really productive kid that also, you know, he doesn't get a lot of credit as far as his ability to work inside the tackles and the vision that he has, but right away he's going to be a guy that's going to be on the field on third downs, and you've seen with a guy like Ty Johnson.
That was Ryan Fowler of the Draft Network. He talked with myself and Zach Jones earlier this week on the Extra Point Show. And if you don't feel comfortable about the James Cook situation, do you think he's asking for too much money? Well, there's some answers for you, as Ryan Fowler came very prepared. Loved having him on for that segment with me and Zach back on Wednesday, because that was, hey, I'm going to ask you in a specific framing. How about day two, round three, round four maybe? What's the running backs looking like?
Yeah.
And he answered it to the T.
He knew right away.
He knew exactly what frame that they were going to be going into of like, okay, here are the guys that are probably going to be around at that point. And Zach and I did that. We framed it specifically a lot of times. We were like, first-round corner, or how about a wide receiver in round two? Like, we got specific with him, and he knew the ranges that we were talking about. Ryan Fowler, that was a great interview, great listen. By the way, you can hear that on our website, on demand at WGR550.com.
Yeah, that would definitely be good. A good listen, because I did tune into that, because I'm not the biggest, like, oh, I'm going to study college players and know exactly where they're going to go, everything, right? Like,
Zach and I are getting back into our sicko mode.
Yeah, it's definitely an adjustment from the in-season preparation to the postseason and off-season preparation. So before you know it, Mock Draft Simulator will be gracing your ears once again.
Yes, I'm ready to just like destroy everyone's brains.
The Pass Rush Express coming in.
Mock Draft Simulator.
Yes.
All right. Hour number three of Sports Talk Saturday here. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here with you. And we are live at Batavia Downs Gaming for the 2025 Legends and Stars Sports Collectors Expo. Ryan Hasnauer joining us again, and we got no swag to hand out to anyone this year.
You know, I am
talking to the higher-ups immediately about this. I am swagless. I have no swag.
We got to make sure that we get the swag next time. We'll talk to Alan. We'll say, hey, look, we need to get this. We got to get this working.
I have zero swag. Now it's a problem.
It's all good.
No swag.
We'll make it happen next time around. You guys will be back. Well, WGR is really going to be here a lot in the coming days and weeks. We got Brian coming out for the Triple Crown Series, of course, with the Kentucky Derby on the first Saturday in May, followed up by Tacos and Tequila in our Preakness event, and then the Bourbon Fest on Belmont Steaks Day.
Oh, okay.
We'll, of course, have you guys back once we set the dates for the September show. We'll want to have you guys back out for that. And we were going to be doing a different show. We're going to talk about doing maybe a golf show at some point. But we're going to table that for a little bit. Maybe do it next year. We'll see.
That sounds like a lot of Brian Koziel.
A lot of Brian Koziel there. We're big fans of Brian here, so you know
Who's not a fan of Brian Koziel?
Good guy, that Brian, let me tell you. So, guys, again, we appreciate you coming on out. You know, anybody who's listening out there that's looking to look for something fun to do today, our new president and CEO, Byron Brown, invites you to come on out. You see him in the commercials. He wants you to come out and enjoy yourself today for the Legend and Stars event. Again, business has picked up. You know, get the ambient noise behind us. Boy, can you hear it, because there's a huge line here for Kyle Williams,
yes.
Frank Wright, and Chad Michael Murray. Three Buffalo, stalwarts there who are up on the stage as well, which is pretty exciting.
So, and London Fletcher coming up at 1:30.
Right. So it's again, right in the middle of the day. Tons of people here. The gaming floor is packed. It's really beautiful out in the memorabilia. All the vendors, I'm sure, are having a good day as well. Clear parking lot, blue skies. What more can you want?
Yeah, so, it's not snowing, so that's not an excuse.
Come on out and
we
enjoy yourself.
We have zero excuses. Just like how we have zero swag to hand you if you say hi to us.
You have zero
excuses
right.
to not be here and enjoy yourself here today.
Come on out and enjoy yourself. I think, you know what, Frank Wright might be next. Right,
he is. Center. I saw him meander that way.
You can see
yes.
Frank Wright's silhouette, you know, with the light there. So that's pretty cool that he's in there. So it's, I got to tell you guys, I'm really jazzed for today. Tonight, you know, the $1 million dice roll. Still got three opportunities for people to win, 7:30, 8:30, and 9:30 tonight. Come play with your card. We already pre-selected seven people that played the last couple weekends, but still a chance tonight for you to get in on this. Come out and enjoy watching the Buffalo hockey team out there inside of our sports bar. And then just be here for and cheer on the people, because if you don't get selected, still be part of the fun, still root on the people in the lobby every hour as we do these drawings and these dice rolls. It's going to be a fantastic day here.
Be part of the hype. That's how you got to do it.
Exactly.
At minimum, you got to be part of the hype. If you see something like that happening, you're just going to
especially if someone rolls that first dice correctly, it's just going to be
people start paying attention
and
just go okay. Yeah. You're getting a little bit crispy here.
Yeah, and a little closer to the big prize.
You get to two and like, all right, now we're getting something fun here.
Yeah.
If someone rolls three of those dice in a row, first of all, again, I'm the coward. I'm negotiating any way possible not to roll that fourth dice. Joe, you've seen me roll dice. It never goes well for me.
No, not quite.
In terms of the hype factor, though, being around someone like that would have to be unreal. Just,
100%.
Like, you ever see the video of, like, I think it was, what, Joe Rogan and, like, the
yes.
UFC?
Yeah, where he's, like, grabbing. Yeah, he's, like, freaking out. Yeah, that would be.
That's what it would be like, the entire floor.
Yeah, and you got to hope, too. I mean, you're nice enough to somebody rooting them on. You might slip you a little bit after they win.
You know, be like, hey, knows? I just want a cool meal. Here, have $10.
Right.
For cheering me on.
Yeah.
That's worth it. That's worth losing the vocal cords.
All those people helped you along the way. You gotta take care of them. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. But
So we're excited about that tonight. And then, of course, tomorrow we're back again with Ernie D, Brad Park, Gilbert Perreault, Adam Oates, Thurman Thomas, our ambassador, is going to be here signing autographs. So it's going to be another great day here. I got to tell you guys, if you check out BataviaConcerts.com, that's our concert like ticket website. All kinds of stuff. I don't know. Now, you guys are on the younger side, but I know that you'll probably know some of the music from some of these bands that we got coming in this summer on the track right behind us when we're set up here in the Park Place room. We've got the Commodores coming. I've got Luke Graham from Foreigner, the original voice of Foreigner. And then to close out our summer, we have Kansas. So Carry On My Wayward Son.
Yep, love
it. And, you know, all those great songs. So it's going to be awesome.
I was actually here a few years ago for a concert. Eddie Money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. R.I.P. Eddie Money.
I know. Yeah. Rest in peace, my...
Let me tell you, I got some Eddie Money stories that are not fit for the airwaves. That guy is an absolute legend, though. May he rest in peace. He was the best.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
My dad and my brother and I, we just, you know... Came to check out Eddie Money. It was a great concert. It was a great concert.
Well, be sure to come check it out here as well. $10 to get in. 12 and under are free.
Yep.
Angsty teenagers, 13 to 18, sorry.
You neither get still got to pay.
You neither get the free inclusion, but you also do not get the $10 in free play
right.
that an adult admission will get you.
Got to be 18 to get on that gaming floor.
Yeah.
100%.
So I understand it now, why emo is a thing for teenagers to listen to all the time.
So 12 and under are free. Get that $10 back in free play, and then we'll have all kinds of – I mean, here's the other thing that's really fun. Like, a lot of these people will hang out tonight, not just the workers, the vendors, but even some of the celebrities will actually kind of hang out. I remember when Marv Levy used to come to these shows, Marv would go down to the bar, and he wouldn't – he wasn't a drinker. He'd just hang out, and he would just talk to people. And, of course, you see Marv Levy, you're going to go talk to him.
Yeah.
He was like holding court down there. He was like the mayor of this place. It was fantastic. So just a lot of fun. You know, just I'm just so thrilled to be here at these events because it's fun to be associated with something where you're again celebrities, people who have something they've done in their past. You know, whether it's Frank Wright in the comeback or whatever else, you remember where you were in these certain moments, and you know the joy that they made you feel with their athletic exploits. It's just awesome. Just awesome to then be able to tell the people that story. Let me tell you something. I know that it can be tough for these guys flying over the country doing these shows, but something that probably absolutely never gets old is hearing about the time that they watched you play and it made them feel good, or it's a moment that they share with their maybe passed away dad or mom or whatever else. I know that hearing those stories makes people feel great, so it's wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's Look Frank how tall Frank Reich right is.
I know.
He's so tall. Oh, my
gosh.
There he is. Yeah.
That's an NFL player.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to see over that line.
I was cursed with normie height.
Yeah. I'm 5'4 here. I'm definitely on the shorter stature side here. So, unfortunately, I'm not looking over any offensive lineman passing down the field.
Hey, man, if Kyler Murray could do it.
That's right. Listen, he's listed at 6 foot, and he's probably all of 5'10".
So. Drew Brees, right? I mean,
yeah.
Yeah,
he was a shorter guy, too, yeah.
Kyler Murray's not 6 foot. That is.
There's no way. He's listed at 6 foot, but
that's
it ain't happening.
That's 1,000% a listing height.
Unless he's got those insoles in the shoes that lift him up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That might have been it. Maybe on the weigh-in day and the height measure.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. I got to say, though, just to recap something that we were saying in the first hour, tons of collectibles out there, tons of memorabilia, not just cards, plenty of other stuff out there. I had mentioned the replica rings of, championship rings.
Yep.
They have, some of the Bills AFC Championship replica rings there.
Yankees rings I saw.
Rings. I saw all sports, hockey, college football, basketball, anything that you wanted to see, baseball. They have a good collection out there, and they're like $20 each. And it's like,
right,
that's a nice little gift that you can get someone. Or
you can pair it with the trophy.
I saw a seat from the Odd out there on the floor.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah,
we did
our homework today, Ryan.
Yeah,
we walked
listen.
Around the floor before the show.
I like it. Gathering some intelligence about
the recon a little bit. I'm not that stupid.
My wallet was basically jumping out of my pocket on multiple occasions. So I had to
I had to be a safeguard as well.
Yeah.
But
and the other thing too that's in this room,
there are game worn jerseys as well.
There's
Tyson Jost Sabres goat head.
Oh,
game worn jersey.
Game
I was
worn.
Like, that's very specific.
That's right. If you're a big Tyson Jost fan, that's awesome.
Or if you just like goat heads.
But you got the JSA here doing the autograph authentication again. If you get something autographed today or tomorrow, you can take it in that room and they'll authenticate it for $10. Give it a little certificate with a number to look up. So if you're looking to resell it or just keep it, and then someone else is going to resell it at some point, it's good to have those things. It's also important to note that they're also doing on-site collections. So not on-site grading, but they'll take your stuff on-site. You got to go to the Legend Stars website, though, legendstars.net. Click on upcoming events. Scroll to the bottom. There's a link there. This is what I did. And you go in there, and you can register for an account, and then you'll be able to tell them which cards you want to get graded. So I'm going to be getting some Marvel cards graded. I got a 1984 USFL Jim Kelly rookie card that's going to get graded. And so they'll mail it to my house in a couple of weeks or whatever it's going to be. But, that is super cool. Getting your stuff authenticated is authenticated. Yeah, it's like a tongue twister.
It is.
it's super important to be able to do that if you're going to be in the collectibles game and you're looking to resell it at some point. So,
what is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're not into the hobby full-blown and you want to get into it, I mean, just from me walking around, I've got two cards here that I'm going to have graded, Daryl LaMonica and Jack Kemp.
Yeah, you got the two of those together.
Two of them together, so I'm going to check those out, get those graded. So there's a lot.
It's really cool. Much. It's only $15 to get cards graded if they're going to be valued less than $1,000.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, most of our cards in our collections are probably not worth more than $1,000. So it's worth the $15 to say, oh, this is a 6 or this is a 10 or this is an 8, whatever it's going to be.
Right.
And then you have it what they call slabbed. It's slabbed inside of a thing that has the numbers on it and the grading company at the top. And you know, great for resale or just great for up on your mantle, whatever you want.
Exactly.
In the office, yep.
And like I said, you have the amount of excuses that you have is zero.
Right.
And the more we're talking about this, the less reason you have to not get down here today to hang out. And, well, if you say hi to us, well, you're not getting anything from us because we don't have any swag.
We don't have any swag here. But
if you want a rogue chicken finger, we can make that happen. But
I can give you a plastic spoon. That's what I've got.
If you're listening,
unused plastic spoon.
That's right. If you're listening to on the WGR app out in Rochester Way, or you're listening, through the internet or on the airwaves, of course, out Buffalo Way, you're never more than probably a 45-minute or less than an hour drive here. I come from Hamburg, so it's about 50 minutes for me. But you can still get here. There's still plenty of time left in the show today. Last time around, on Saturday, the vendors, they'll stay open right up until 4 o'clock because, they know stuff's going to stay here all night because they're going to open back up
Saturdays
tomorrow.
Are usually your big days for expos.
Saturdays are always the big ones. Yeah, everyone has off of work mostly, except for us. We're all working today.
I'm working.
We're working here. But, it's great to just come out there. And if you're not into the hobby, like you said, Joe, if you're not into the hobby yet, if you can get into it very quickly here. And, if you got a certain player that you like or a certain team that you like, I mean, there's a guy who's got, a bunch of these cards that are in the slab. They're all great or whatever. And he's got them all divvied up by teams. You're just like, I just want to look at the Falcons or just the Bengals. Mm-hmm. You can do that. And it's kind of fun, if you've got a certain player or a certain team you're looking for. Because, you'd think that everyone around here is a Bills fan, but we saw a Saquon Barkley jersey.
Yep. Eagles. I saw another Barkley Giants jersey as well. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Heck, we've worked with two Eagles fans.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, that's true.
Yep.
That's
around
right.
This area.
Yep.
Yeah.
With Chris Jacobello now and Louis DiBiase in the past.
Yep.
So,
yeah, everybody's got their – I mean, you got to think to the history of the team. There was a while there where it was not
fun.
In your best mental interest to possibly follow the team.
So. I think I just saw fellow Odyssey employee from the Rochester market.
Oh,
I think
boy.
That might have been Duffy. I think Duffy might be
Is
here.
Duffy here?
I thought it was.
Oh, if that's him, I'm going to bully him so hard.
It might not be Duffy. It might be a lookalike, though.
We need verification because if I go up there and start, trying to trade insults, I'm going to look like a fool.
If Duffy's here, we're going to put him on air.
Oh, yeah. Good. Good. Yeah, yeah, absolutely, yeah. We need to do that so that he can make fun of me relentlessly.
Oh, man. Great guy. That
him and I, we have a good time with that on social media. So.
Sorry to interrupt. Sorry.
No, that's fine. That's breaking news. That's worthy mention.
Yes.
Sources say maybe Duffy is here.
According to our many sources walking around.
According to one source to my left. Mm-hmm. Maybe. So to end this one here with you, Ryan, when it comes down to it, what's the one thing? What's your biggest need for the Bills this offseason? When it comes to what is the thing that they really need to add? What's the hill you're going to die on?
Oh, it's three things, actually. It's defense, mm-hmm. Defense, and defense.
Okay, so you're looking for...
the window is Josh, but Josh's window is only going to be there if he has people to stop the other team from scoring.
Exactly.
And when I see stats about how Josh can't beat certain teams, it's like, no, Josh beat all those teams, thank you.
Yes.
But unfortunately, our defense couldn't stop them from scoring 32 points or 29 points or whatever the number
is. You let the Chiefs score the most points that they had all season. It was annoying.
I mean, come on. So, yeah, we got Josh as the window. You know, I'm sure you guys maybe, well, and you guys have been covering the James Cook stuff,
yep.
You know, for the last couple weeks. Is this him? This is it. Coming up. Is this Duffy?
Oh, absolutely that is.
Oh, come on over,
come on.
Buddy. Come on.
Come on.
Come on. We're live on air. I'm gonna step aside and let Duffy get on here. What's up, buddy? You want to get on?
How's it going?
What's up, dude?
So, but continue to talk about the Bills here. You know, we really got to do something with, you know, respect to having the defense.
We'll catch up with Duffy in a second.
Yeah, absolutely. Getting a defensive, you know, somebody on the line. Because, you know, Groot can't do it all by himself. You get somebody else in there that can help get double-teamed. And then because, you know what? You get one guy double-teamed out there, and the rest of the guys are going to look like absolute monsters. That's what you want.
Yep.
And then, of course, you know, maybe we got to trade for somebody. I saw Dane Jackson got released, right?
Dane Jackson just got released by the Panthers,
let's pick him back up. Maybe let's get rid of some of this other people that maybe aren't pulling their own weight around here. And, you know, just fine-tune some things. You know, you see some slander about Brandon Bean. I'm just like, nope, not believing that. This guy's put together an unbelievable roster, and we just have one small thing that we just can't get over the hump. And we'll get there. We just got to do it.
Thank you, by the way, Ryan, for further allowing me to dig my feet into the sand
sure.
and like bury in more about going and getting a guy like a Myles Garrett. My conviction is unwavering at this point.
Yeah.
And it's one of you get me an elite pass rusher, but furthermore, make that move that you had to make with the offense already, which was the Stephon Diggs trade.
Sure.
Make a trade for a veteran player to be a day one contributor right away. Zach and I talked about this week, saying this draft is awesome for defensive ends, defensive tackles, but there's an if in there. If they can contribute immediately. If I get a Myles Garrett or a Max Crosby, there's no if. It's happening.
Oh, it's happening.
It's happening. You're getting an established, proven veteran commodity, and it's not at the age that you signed Von Miller at 33.
Right. Get him at a younger age.
Get him at the younger age.
Yep. Less
injuries.
Garrett's
turning 30. You get 2 years left out of him, and then he hits the open market. So he's out at 32
yep.
before he even gets to that 33 season that you signed Von Miller at. Mm-hmm. So, and for me, like I said, I keep saying this, and I need to make sure I say it. It's about exchanging the names, but the idea has to be there. And I think Brandon Bean is never scared to try to pull off the big move.
Right.
He has shown it. This was a guy that tried to get Antonio Brown at one point. So, guy willing to make that kind of swing, that tells me that I'm really believing in my heart of hearts that this kind of trade could happen. And there's a higher probability than some might dismiss it as because of the general manager.
It got so hot at the beginning. Everyone was like, oh, my God, they got to get one of the two. And then it kind of petered out for a little bit because people were like, no, I got to come back to Earth. I don't know if it's going to be worth it. That's it. And I feel like it's kind of ramping up again. But I think we're going to be on this roller coaster all off season until it happens.
Until something happens. Maybe around the draft, because that's when you might see
that's when the most
some picks go
happen.
With it and a player maybe, right?
Right.
Go from there. I think we have until then, which is still a while. So,
well,
April.
The draft can't come fast enough because the thing that we talked about execution of events and things like that. The thing that makes me crazy here is I can't book this room in here until the bill schedule comes out. Because once the bill schedule comes out, all these things fall into place because nobody wants to book their event if it's going to go up against the Bills on like a Thursday night or you know, maybe they get a Saturday game or here and there or whatever else.
Yep, right.
Or like if the Bills are home on a Sunday, it's like, well, we can't have our event on Saturday because no one will come. So like we have this block of time in October, November, December where nobody wants to book until the Bills schedule comes out. So do you guys remember the schedule used to come out in like April, like early April?
Yeah.
And then they pushed it back.
And it wasn't
back.
A whole day.
Yeah.
Well, it's when they're trying to, you know, they made it the year-round sport.
We have shows about it now.
Right. And people do, like, they have a contest where you try to pick the schedule to win tickets.
Yep.
Gosh, I wish the schedule would come out tomorrow.
Right. You have the opponents.
You know when they're playing. They have the schedule.
Have the schedule.
Yeah, it's just
be real.
They're going to hold on to it for you to keep you clamoring for it to make it a year-round sport. They got to fill the off-season months with something. So.
Right. That's probably one of the most annoying things, in my opinion.
It is, but everyone buys into it. All those videos that come out, everything like that.
That's my get-off-my-lawn opinion right there.
Yeah,
yeah. I 100% agree with you because, you know, it used to be, I think, did they do it with the draft? And now it's a little bit later, right?
It's
after the draft that
Hang
they
on.
Do the
Hang on.
Yeah, you'll take a look it up here. That's our friend Google.
I have Google.
Yeah.
But I gotta tell you, you know, the and I don't know if you would draft based on you know who your opponents are, like you said. You know what's going on with that. But I'm really looking forward to seeing what we do at the draft. Again, not as an expert, somebody who talks on the radio like you guys do all the time and
careful throwing expert.
All right.
Do not give me expectations.
I got you. But
Duffy would agree.
Yeah. So as somebody who dabbles in doing a little bit of research here and there, I trust Brandon Breen. I think he's going to make the right moves. I think we're set with what we have to do. He was able to do with Josh so much with, I hate to say so little, because everybody's very good on the offense.
Right.
They played their role, right? So now let's concentrate on the defense. Let's concentrate a little bit more. Because he had to do something after Stephon Diggs went away. He had to do something. We had to talk about Cooper. We had to talk about Ishakir, the guy. Matt Collins was a lucky find in a sense. I'll tell you that he was great the whole time. But I don't know if they knew he was going to, do what he did this year. So,
by the way,
They
don't have the date of the schedule release.
Oh, of course not.
It's probably going to be in May or June.
Well, it's May.
If you look up last year,
last year it was on May 11th.
Oh, my God.
So, it's after the draft. Good Lord.
Right after the Derby. That's good. After the Derby, that'll keep my sports calendar going.
Yeah, that won't make you any bit busy or anything.
No. It's like not – my wife said to me, she's like, you're going to be gone all weekend. I said, this is like the one weekend I'm gone the whole time. Like the other day, I'll work a Saturday here. Then if we have a concert, like an indoor concert. So I'll leave for work and be here from 3 to 10. It's like, I'm here all day. I just, I'm going to be missing you for the evening or whatever. But this weekend is like – I'm gone. I'm here. It. Oh, Duffy looks. Look, Duffy's got something.
He's
nice
got
here.
Something there. He's dusting it off too.
This looks nice.
Well, we were going to go to break, but instead we'll switch headsets here.
Yes, 100%.
And we're having you on, Duffy.
Yeah, tell us about this beautiful jersey.
Okay, it is gorgeous. Talking off mic here. Hey, boys, how's it going?
Oh, what's up, Duffy?
Good to see you. This must be a huge thrill for you guys.
Oh, it is?
How great are these, man? Like, Legends of Stars is awesome, but Batavia Downs does such a good job putting these things on. By the way, the place looks great. I haven't seen it since you redid everything in here. It looks I love these things.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm going off.
No, you're all good, man. So, Duffy on here, he's on our Odyssey stations over in Rochester.
Yep, WCMF, the break room, 6 to 10 a.m.
There you go.
So,
Thanks for picking up the rest of the pieces.
No, it's all right. It's really a good...
Like, who's this guy?
It's not a shot to the ego when a guy you've known for 10 years doesn't know what station you're on, even though you work in the same company.
Right.
Don't get concussions.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. We're no good. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Dude, first of all, good to see you. Second of all, what you got going on over here?
So I got my hands on a Kyle Williams gamer a couple of years ago.
Nice.
Yeah, it was before the whole gamer thing blew up, right? I've been collecting. I'm a huge sports collector. I've been collecting weird stuff since I was a little kid. So I've been collecting these game jerseys that people were just throwing away, right, because it was all dirty and stuff. It's been sitting in a frame in my basement for 5 years now. And when I saw Kyle was going to be here, I was going to be here. So. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
That's how it is.
By the way, great signature from Kyle also.
Love that.
Yeah. It's like art.
But, Duffy, if you have a sec here, I asked Ryan this question. We're totally going to blow up the break structure. Sorry.
It's fine. It happens.
But if there's one thing that you absolutely feel the need, the biggest need for an addition for the Bills this offseason, what do you got?
It's offensive. It's always offensive to me. Go find me a wide receiver, right? Because, look, I get I understand the argument of wanting to go out and get someone like a Crosby, go out and get someone like a Myles Garrett, but I still have a little PTSD, Bills traumatic stress disorder, when it comes to what happened with Von Miller, right? I mean, we remember, he's on track for 17 sacks until that game in Detroit.
Yep.
I mean, look, I know Myles Garrett is not the age that Von Miller was. That being said, he's not young. You know what I mean? He's a 29-year-old guy. Yes, he's in his prime, but it's one play that changes everything, whereas less wear and tear on a receiver. There's less risk for something to happen injury-wise. I'm all offensive right now.
There it is. Duffy's on the wide receiver train.
Yes. Yeah.
cowards. avoid the beef wagon.
Whoa. Listen, I'm open to ideas, guys. Tell me why we go defensive instead of offensive.
I'll say it with this. What oftentimes has let down the Bills in the playoffs?
Not scoring 30 points.
Your defense also plays the game, too.
No, I understand. But here's the thing, man. Like, you know, we're not in 1974 anymore,
oh,
right?
Oh, no, you're right. But the Bills' defense lets Kansas City score the most points they've scored all season.
Okay.
Why has it got to be that? Because it's the Bills.
Simply put, yes.
They allow Cincinnati to run roughshod over them. That game was just blah, blah, blah. No one wants to ever remember that game. But anytime that you face Kansas City, they've also put on their best offensive performances.
Understood, but let's go back to the AFC Championship, which, by the way, not to brag, was there 50-yard line, front row, upper deck. I often leave out upper deck because it sounds more impressive. However, that being said.
You're on Sports Talk Saturday with us. You can stay humble.
Okay, thank you. Well, no, I mean, look, having to do a show with you guys is definitely humbling. I will say this. having been at the game, we had the ball. Under 3 minutes.
Yep.
Right? Like, if you
asked every time, yeah.
If you asked me as a Bills fan, give me your ideal situation without guaranteeing a win or a loss, put the ball in Josh Allen's hands under 3 minutes against Kansas City to go to a Super Bowl. And the reason they couldn't get it done, in my humble opinion, I mean, don't get me wrong, Spagnuolo calls a great defense. That
yes.
play that ends the game there, thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's tough to defend. But if you had an offensive player that had the dynamic ability to get loose, which we didn't have this season outside
Correct.
Of James Cook, right?
Yep.
I think that final drive goes better. You can do enough on defense with what you have to give your offense the opportunity to win.
I appreciate that because you're absolutely right. The last two games against Kansas City, the divisional round from last year and this one in the AFC Championship game, you had the ball at the two-minute warning, and you floundered it.
It was in
times.
Your hands.
It was in your hands quite literally, so I respect that absolutely.
And Jordan Phillips did the work.
I'm also seeing a shift in defensive philosophy to where you do need to get someone that can rush the passer
okay.
to help you out. Because there's been more man coverage called by Bobby Babich this year than any time under Sean McDermott or Leslie Frazier.
Understood. But, you know, it's interesting you bring that up because you look at the two games where defenses won for team. Like, we'll talk about the AFC Championship game where that final play from Spagnuolo, and really game, you know, he's blitzing more than he normally does to try and get Josh Allen off his game. But then you look at the Super Bowl where the Eagles did absolutely no blitzing. And they just made Mahomes' life miserable. I mean, let's not forget, I get that it's easy to watch what the Eagles did to the Chiefs and fall into this fantasy of all we need is one more guy, right? But the Eagles have been drafting defensive front for 4 years, and they've been drafting the best defensive front.
Their roster was years in the making.
Exactly. So, like, you're not going to be able to do what the Eagles did, in my humble opinion, with one game-changing player. And I think that Brandon Bean knows that. No, don't get me wrong. If Brandon Bean goes out and he makes a trade for Crosby or he makes a trade for Garrett, I will drink the Kool-Aid and I will change what I'm saying and I will believe and hope for the best. But if I am the general manager right now, which I should be because not only am I handsome, I'm very smart, I'm making an offensive move more than I am a defensive move.
All right. We got to get to break. We totally blew up the structure. Sorry, Evan.
Okay.
Duffy, thanks for joining us on the spot
Great
here.
To see you guys. Yeah. Great to see you. By the way, you both look great. I would shave if I – yeah, Derek. But everybody else looks fantastic. Looks fantastic.
Thank you, Duffy. I appreciate the time, man. And we'll get ourselves to break, get back in order here, wrapping up the show within the last half hour. Sports Talk Saturday from Batavia Downs here. $10 to get in, 12 and under get in free. Come and say hello here on WGR.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.